Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Jeremy Sackis in New South Wales. The anxiety was that England and Australia really don't like each other. We know this. It's ashes. It's that last ashes meet in England where there was a tie and Australia won it because it had won the previous one. There are a lot of bad words being thrown back and forth, a lot of trash talking, even now. And so in the World Championship, Australia facing England, England does not have a good team, but they can make their season by defeating Australia. Australia goes into this match number 3 overall, meaning it'll make the playoffs if it stays in the top 4. But, Jeremy, the results are in. What happened?
Well, John, I'm very, very happy to report that Australia won. We beat England by 33 runs. And, I mean, that is a very, very close game by World Cup standards. But, honestly, we beat them. Thank goodness for that. Because, honestly, as you said there, in the lead-up to the game, it felt like we were back in the ashes once again. In fact, we were comparing this game in the World Cup to the fourth game of the Ashes series, which was the one that was rained out, and basically calling this the replacement fourth game of the Ashes. So, really, Australia to I guess, cement itself as the true Ashes holder and the true winner over England during that series had to win this game. And I can happily report, John, we absolutely did. 33 runs still. It was a little bit too close to call given how badly England are doing because they are absolutely dead last on the table now of the World Cup Cricket Championship. But honestly, for all the sledging and all the talk from England just before this game, especially Joe Root, who again reminded people how us Aussies like to cheat and basically complain our way to the top. It feels good. We actually won. Now we can put that behind us. We don't play them again. And it's honestly, it's a sigh of relief in some ways.
All right. Australia's number 3. New Zealand's 4. And India, South Africa are above you. You've got more games to play. What is the Australian media's opinion of this team? Are they pleased with it? Do they want changes?
In fact, the Australian media is now glowing over this team. It actually started off rocky, you may remember, a few weeks ago when we didn't have such a good start to the World Cup series. The team was dropping catches. We just couldn't get it together. And the media really trounced them. But now the media has basically got on board with them. The Australian media is right behind our Australian team, saying that this will probably be the team that will get us closest to winning the championship of any of them. And I think it's true. In some ways, I think our team started off quite fatigued going into this World Cup series because they'd had a lot of one-day international series games just beforehand. We have some older players there that have the real ability to stay for the long term, I guess you could say, the marathon part of the game, that were fatigued, but now they're just coming into their stride. So this is a phenomenal team. It's a phenomenal side. But the truth is they do still have to beat Afghanistan next, which Afghanistan has dropped down to number 6, but they're a strong team. And also we still, if we get to the top, we'll have to beat either South Africa or India. And basically those are the two strongest teams right now that just nobody seems to be able to really beat convincingly. So the media loves it. We absolutely love it because we've got an Australian team now that's going to the top. And only time will tell, but it's going to be a nail-biting 3 or 4 weeks to go.
Recently, Jeremy, I did reporting on what used to be British Guiana, is now just Guiana, on the coast of South America. A little country, 800,000 people, very poor. I believe the capital is called Georgetown. And during the 19th century, there was the withdrawal of the British Empire, or in some fashion, there was a land dispute between Venezuela and British Guiana, and the decision was made that it's British Guiana, and it's their territory. But nobody cared about it until starting about 8 years ago, Exxon did some exploring right offshore. They found more than 11 billion barrels of oil. The reason I'm telling you this is not because Guiana is now rich, but because suddenly, reading about them, they have a cricket team, the Amazon Warriors, and they're all duded up. They've got lots of money. I don't know if they're in this year's World Championship. I think it just happened. But in any event, the British Empire once again spawns a small colony. Nobody pays attention to it. It gets rich. They're like the Beverly Hills. You remember the Beverly Hillbillies, those movies of what happens if Ma and Pa Clampett get rich out of West Virginia? Well, that's what the Guyana team is, and I'm looking forward to the next World Championship to see the Amazon Warriors do well from a little bitty country that nobody was paying attention to. Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales with the victorious Australian team. I knew they were playing. I couldn't bear to watch. I couldn't bear to look in because if they lost, I would have to wait all those hours to hear from Jeremy. And so when he and I finally started talking tonight, I said sheepishly, "Jeremy, who won?" And he grinned and said, "We won." Yes, you did. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.